Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday. Very excited. We'll get to the Friday song maybe a little bit later on. I want to ask you, the most popular guest we have is Megan Barth. People love her.
Excuse me.
We have Megan Barth booked earlier in the week, but she was flying, I think, earlier this week. She joins us now, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Where are you calling from today?
I am right outside Chicago.
All right. All right.
Yes.
Gotta love that. I gotta ask you, America had to endure 7 straight hours of CNN climate change stuff. What did you make of it?
7 hours of something called the climate crisis. If we're all going to die in 10 years or 12 years, why do Democrats have all of these big spending plans, Medicaid for all? If we're all going to die in 10 or 12 years. And so this climate crisis is entirely manufactured in order to gin up the fear in their base, because fear is a motivator, especially for Democrats. They believe that if they can make people fearful enough, they can make people dependent enough. And what's interesting about the whole climate science that they keep pushing, it's all theory. It hasn't been proven. And they also claim, for example, a Swedish behavioral scientist, which you can find on ReaganBabe.com, came out and said that in order to solve the climate crisis, people might turn to cannibalism. And then we have Bernie Sanders, of course, saying that overseas abortion funded by U.S. taxpayers will certainly help the climate crisis. So now we have the communists like Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren that are greening the gulags. That's what I call them. We now have green gulags instead. And so Bernie Sanders, as well as all of the other candidates, want to ban everything except for abortion. Abortion, of course, is their golden cow, and they want to take abortion overseas so they can abort babies in order to save the climate.
Wow. Wow. Can I assume that a lot of the footage from this 7 hours is going to end up being in President Trump re-election campaign ads? Some of this stuff is so incredibly bizarre.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, the one thing that I think is always a very good strategy is to use the words of the Democrats against them. It is the perfect opportunity in order to paint them into a corner of being absolute radicals that have more interest in protecting illegal aliens than they do American citizens. And so you have a bunch of sound bites that the DNC, or excuse me, the GOP has a bunch of sound bites to use against the DNC. And again, these sound bites are coming from the candidates' mouths.
Now, let me ask you, is it possible that maybe you and I are living in a Republican conservative bubble and that America has changed and they're going to embrace all of these bizarre policies, turning America into a vegan nation, grounding all of our airliners? Is it possible that this is what America wants?
Well, I think if there's enough indoctrination, you can churn out whatever type of Americans you want. As Kamala Harris says, that Americans just need to be more educated, you know, because the elites know best. And also Buttigieg, or whatever his name is, he wants to ban hamburgers and plastic straws, yet he's all over social media cooking up hamburgers, eating hamburgers, drinking out of plastic straws. So what's good for them isn't good for us. They simply just need to re-educate us, whether it's in the green gulags or whatever type of re-education camps that the totalitarian despots on the left want to create.
Again, Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. She is just outside of Chicago, the People's Republic of Chicago. And I'm wondering, while you're on the ground in and around Chicago, how many people will die from gun violence in Chicago?
Well, I'm not going into the city this time around. But, you know, the Labor Day weekend was a very bloody weekend in Chicago. I think it was 8 killed and over 50 injured, and yet we still don't hear the calls for gun control related to any sort of gun violence. I think one of the best websites that I always track is heyjackass.com. That is the website.
What?
And that shows you the daily tally. Yep, heyjackass.com. It shows you the daily tally of the shootings and the homicides and the violence in Chicago. And it's stunning. I look at it every day because if you want to talk about violence and you want to talk about gun violence and you want to talk about gun control, what's interesting is Chicago has the strictest gun control laws, yet they have some of the highest murder per capita rate equal to that of other Democrat-controlled cities like Baltimore or St. Louis or Detroit.
Wow. I got to ask you, because a lot of people on the left are saying, see, things are changing. You've got Walmart, the world's largest retailer, said earlier this week it would no longer sell certain types of ammo, 223 and 556. They're not going to be selling handguns anymore. And I guess my question, and now you see Kroger telling people not to, even if they live in open carry states, not to bring their weapons into the store. Walmart has done that. Other major retailers are considering that. What do you make of this corporate political correctness relative to guns that has come up really since Dayton and El Paso?
Well, not having open carry is certainly not going to take guns off the street. And I think that perhaps, you know, at the time that my parents were growing up, we actually had classes taught in even elementary school, junior high, and high school of marksmanship. We've created a whole generation of people who are afraid of guns instead of people who are afraid of those behind the gun, the violence, the mental illness, et cetera. And I've said often that in order to defeat the left, it certainly doesn't help if we're using the words of the left. We need to stop using the words of the left, the words the left creates in order to own the language, which is a very powerful political device. What is gun violence? I've never met a violent gun in my life. Gun control? No. Exactly. What do you mean by gun control? How are you going to control a gun unless you control the human? And then we have, of course, assault rifles. Oh, my God, there's so many assault rifles. What is an assault rifle? What exactly is an assault rifle? They won't provide us these definitions because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. And so Kroger or Walmart or what have you, Dick's Sporting Goods, if you recall, want to stop people from open carrying. Okay, you know, I can maybe understand that, but is that going to stop me from CCW? Is it going to stop me from concealed carrying? No. Are they going to put metal detectors at every front door of every store that says you can't bring a gun in my store. This is a gun-free zone. Well, gun-free zones are the targets of mass shooters all the time. And so I think that this type of wokeness on behalf of retailers isn't going to do anything to solve an epidemic of violence specifically coming from the mentally ill.
Well, and by the way, somebody on Saturday Night Live or somebody will do a parody of this. But the idea of Walmart saying, don't bring your weapons into our stores, and leaving these wonderful, beautiful 65-plus women and men who the first words out of their mouth are, hi, welcome to Walmart, leaving them at the mercy of somebody that is armed, that does have a weapon. That, to me, sounds just criminally bizarre. Should folks like Kroger, should folks like Walgreens, should folks like Walmart, should they provide armed security, very visible armed security, instead of those greeters that we see at the door at Walmart?
Well, I always have to laugh or look in awe when someone's like for MGM International Resorts, for example. Their security isn't armed. So what's the point of security? Like, what kind of security are you providing? Spitballs? Like, what are you talking about security? It's a false sense of security. You've got a guy with a badge who doesn't have any means to defend himself or anybody else in the place that he is supposedly securing. So would they be better off? I mean, that's their decision. I mean, basically what they have decided is, again, they're saying no open carry. They're not saying no concealed carry. They are saying no guns. How are they going to enforce that? They can't unless they want to wand everybody or put metal detectors at the front door.
Wow. Can you imagine at a Walmart putting metal detectors at a Walmart at a prime time? Wow. That would slow things down dramatically. My question is any of this stuff... And I ask this about any of the gun measures that we've seen. Is any of this going to make us safer in a Walmart or in a Kroger or in a Walgreen?
No. No, yeah. It's not. It's not. Like I said, it's simply you know, some sort of politically correct Band-Aid. Like, see, I'm doing something. See, I'm doing something. And really, it's doing absolutely nothing.
That is so incredibly sad. We've got what's been going on. In fact, I can't think of a suckier news weekend than what we just experienced with Labor Day, with the dive boat in Santa Cruz, in California. We've got the hurricane that has left, just a horrible wake of destruction in the Bahamas. Now the Carolinas. You've got all kinds of stuff that's been going on, and we got the Midland Odessa killings. When was the last time we had a weekend like that where it was just like everything was Debbie Downer? I mean, it was just horrible.
Yeah, and this hurricane simply just doesn't really want to move too quickly. It's just kind of hanging around, and so we'll see what happens. It looks like Category 1 North Carolina. But the news has not been great, unless, of course, you look at the jobs report numbers that came out today, which puts it back in the lap of the Democrats. How are they going to beat Donald Trump when it comes to policy? And they can't. And so, of course, the Democrats now, outside of the seven-hour climate crisis debate they had at CNN, now they're going to shift to LGBTQIA issues or whatever it's called. And they're going to have another long debate. This is going to be a very long year, Kevin. It's going to be a very long year until the November election. We are going to be continually called racist. Now they want to ban red hats. Not kidding. They've criminalized a political dissent. They have vilified conservatives to the point where they are boycotting businesses. They are doxing Trump supporters. And this is the violent political left. And so I'm not necessarily too worried, per se, about the climate that we can't control. And that's really what the Democrats have such a hard time in, is they need to control everything, and the climate is one thing they can't control. So they have to control the people in order to try to redistribute the wealth, which is not going to do one thing about the climate, because they have no control over the climate. And so we can see a lot of different reports. We have a lot of different scientists who wholeheartedly agree with the whole notion of climate crisis and climate change and global warming. And so the Democrats are just going to have to keep shifting on every type of political football they can to see if any of these things will score the touchdown in November.
Wow. It really is sad that this is more about controlling your life, especially when you talk about the climate change, the global warming stuff, that 85% of the global warming bad stuff is being done by other countries, not by us, by the rest of the world.
Well, I mean, here's the sheer idiocy of their madness, okay? This whole plastic straw ban, what an absolute joke. That the U.S. contributes 0.0000001% to the whole straw pollution issue when we're not doing anything with the two biggest polluters, China and India, which are dumping things in our ocean. But let's go back to the straw issue, shall we? California, you can't find a plastic straw, but you can sure as hell find a plastic hypodermic needle, one that's dirty, that litters the streets of L.A. or San Diego or San Francisco and then ends up in the ocean through the sewer system, as well as human feces, as well as typhus. So California has banned plastic straws, but they haven't banned medieval diseases. Medieval diseases are on the rise in California, and this is the progressive utopia that all the progressives are telling us. See how well the progressives in California have solved income inequality. They've just made everybody more equal in poverty. That's how the progressives solve income inequality. They just ensure that everyone's equally poor and everyone is equally living on the streets so everyone can equally have a chance at getting typhus and other medieval diseases. And it's only going to take one rat to have a whole new bubonic plague spring up in California. But hey, bubonic plague for everybody. Plastic straws for no one.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. And I was looking at the calendar just a day or so ago, and I realized, my God, we're already into September. And that means October is just around the corner and another MAGA meetup. Can you give us details, anything you can help us with relative to the MAGA meetup?
Sure. So we're having Scott Pressler come out. He is a social media influencer, a conservative activist. He's cleaning up Baltimore, I believe, this weekend again. He cleaned up Baltimore before, a few weeks back, if you recall, and also Newark, New Jersey. But his bailiwick is voter registration. So we have plans on having him out on October 2nd, which is, like you said, around the corner. And more details to that visit will follow.
That is absolutely great. Megan, always good. Safe travels. Are we going to see you in Northern Nevada this weekend?
Yes, you are.
At the Basque Fry?
It's the week from this weekend, right?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Not this week. Okay. Not this weekend.
Like, I hope not.
I'm not going to be there either. But on the 14th, you're going to be there the 13th and 14th for CPAC West.
Yes,
and,
sir. I'll be at CPAC West, and I'll be at the Basque Fry.
And you'll be joining us on our wonderful coverage. I'm so excited. Thanks so much. Yep. Safe travels home.
Thank you.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
You know, everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's Taco Shop. Ah, authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day. Like the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine, made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce, served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans, and a refreshing drink. It's magnifico. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Oh, yeah. It is Friday. Coming up tomorrow in Winnemucca, there'll be an election. Who will lead the Nevada Republican Party? Will it be Michael McDonald? Will it be Annie Black? We are going to be joined by Annie Black from Winnemucca or somewhere between here and Winnemucca. Yeah, we'll do that and more coming up. Stick around. Lots to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
And 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Good to have you with us. It is live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of real water. I love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Well, Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. I love it in my juices. Now, to learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com. At the top right of the page, Now you can get real water anytime, any place, on the go. Well, coming up tomorrow, Republicans from all across the state will descend upon Winnemucca and will conduct its meetings. A part of that will be an election to determine who is going to lead Nevada Republicans over the course of the next election cycle and beyond. Michael McDonald is the incumbent. He is running for re-election. Annie Black is a member of the Mesquite City Council. She is running for Nevada chairman and joins us. Annie, where are you calling us from today?
I'm in Tonopah.
So you're on the way.
I'm on the way to lovely Winnemucca.
Excellent. I've got to ask you, this is a major effort on your part. You have spent a lot of time organizing and talking with people and politicking around the state, trying to get people to vote for you. Why are you doing it?
Well, Kevin, we've lost nearly 100 Republican races in the last two cycles under our current leadership. And, you know, I just love the state of Nevada. I was born and raised here. And frankly, I think I can do a better job.
Has Michael McDonald done a bad job?
That's a tough one. I don't think he's done a good job. I think things could have been done better.
Now, he is going to claim, and by the way, we put in an invitation for Michael to join us. Hopefully, he will be able to do that. And he has brought the president here countless times. Are you saying that doesn't count for anything at this point?
No, I mean, obviously it counts, but, you know, getting the president here doesn't equate to us getting Republicans elected, then I don't know how that really helps us accomplish our mission, right? I mean, it's great to have the president. I support the president 100%, but our goal is to get Republicans elected.
And is it safe to say that you feel like you can get the president to come out here from time to time, fundraiser, campaign stop, whatever, that you can probably get that accomplished?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that the president recognizes Nevada as a state that we have a possible shot at turning red again, and I don't see him turning his back on us because we have a change in leadership. And I'm sure that, you know, we've all seen that he's had a bunch of success here in Nevada, and he's got a lot of support. So I definitely think that he'd be willing to work with me or anybody else who was running the state party.
Again, Annie Black joining us from the Mesquite City Council, wants to run for and will be running tomorrow for state party chair. I know that when you're going to make a change like this, if the party decides to make a change, the question will be, well, OK, so what's the master plan? What is the mission statement if you win tomorrow?
So when we win tomorrow, we're going to start working on building our foundation and working from the bottom up, right? We've got to work on taking back seats in the assembly and defending the ones that we already have. We need to do the same in the Senate. And then if we get enough of those seats, we can start chipping away at winning CD3. And if we can win those races, we can deliver our electoral votes in the state for Donald Trump in 2020.
It seems as if every month we keep losing that registration war. I think the last numbers I just saw, we were out registered by something like 1,000 just in the span of a month or two. And I guess my question is, how do you hope to turn that around? Because that to me is one of the keys is voter reg.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that a critical mistake that we're making in the state party right now is thinking that we're going to be able to close that gap by registering brand new Republicans. To me, it makes more sense to go and try to reach back out to people that were in the party and bring them back in and figure out why they left and fix it and make it right. And I can tell you, in traveling around the state three times over the last 2 months, there are a lot of people out there that still consider themselves conservatives but are not registered Republican.
What are they? Are they just unaffiliated?
Nonpartisan, independents, yeah.
Wow. What do you have to offer the party? For instance, let's talk about financially. I have not seen a statement yet as far as the financials of our state party. But is it good? Is it bad? What have you seen?
Well, I think our state party is doing okay, namely because we're getting national money. I don't think that our local fundraising game has been strong at all, and that's definitely something that I've not only wanted to work on but actually been working on. I've met with a lot of donors who currently won't donate to the state party because of the leadership and because of, you know, frankly, we don't have a plan. We can't get Republicans elected, and I can't blame them for not donating to the party either. And I think there's also a level of transparency that's missing, and people have reservations about where their money's going and how it's being used. So,
are you convinced that you can get some of those, excuse the expression, fat cat donors to start writing checks again? Or do you have any assurances from any of these people that have stopped writing checks that they will start writing checks again?
I do have assurances from them, but I think it's even more important that we look back at races like Dean Heller's, where we saw there were, a ton of donors that donated $1,000. We clearly want to go after the fat cats, as you call them, but there's also a lot of money that's left on the table. I mean, growing up in Nevada, I know a ton of people who do pretty well in this state financially and have never been tapped for donations for the Republican Party. And there's no reason why they shouldn't be donating other than nobody's asked and nobody's created a program to make that happen.
I want to ask you about some breaking news that we've seen just over the last few hours. Republican caucuses in four states across the country, including Nevada, will be scrapped for the 2020 presidential election campaign, according to a Politico report. First of all, are you familiar with this piece of news, and is it something that is good or bad for our state?
Yeah, I am actually really familiar with it. We're going to be voting on it tomorrow in Winnemucca. It's one of the resolutions coming before the State Central Committee. I'll be honest, Kevin, I can see why the president and the Republican Party might look at this, and I support the president 1,000%. And when I become chairwoman, I'm going to do everything I can to help him win in 2020. What I'm worried about is the effects this is going to have on getting Republicans out, getting them engaged, getting them excited. It's also a huge fundraising opportunity for our county parties. And at the end of the day, we're still going to have the caucus. We're just not going to have the presidential preference poll. So I don't really know where the money, the cost savings that they're saying they're doing this for is going to come from. But I'm happy to hear the arguments on it tomorrow at the meeting and, make a decision.
Where is this idea coming from, the reelect campaign?
That's what I've heard. Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
And I mean, I think let's look at it. I mean, the president's got a lot of support. I don't doubt at all that he'll carry Nevada as far as, with a presidential preference poll. But I think that the Republicans are seriously, undervaluing his support in Nevada. I don't think this is necessary. I think that he takes the state without having to do this, and we include Republicans, and we energize our base, and we start working on, getting people involved and excited in electing Donald Trump again.
I want to ask you, you listed as one of the reasons why you think you should replace Michael McDonald that we have lost the last couple of election cycles big time across our state. But the one thing you didn't mention is the whole notion that Republicans had control of the state house, the assembly, the Senate, the governor's mansion. We had all of that, and yet we passed the largest tax increase in the history of our state, which I think, to be honest, in 2016, 2018, came back to bite us again and again. Was Michael McDonald complicit in that?
Well, here's the thing. So the other person that's running for state chair was Clark County chairman at that time. And so, yes, I believe both of them were responsible for getting Republicans elected that virtually destroyed our brand. And we're seeing the ramifications of that still to this day. It's great that we want to get Republicans elected, but we have to get conservative Republicans elected. Otherwise, we end up with a situation like we got with the largest tax hike in the history of the state under Republicans. And then we have to live with the ramifications of that for who knows how long.
How do you turn that around, and can you turn that around in one term for yourself?
No, I'm going to be honest. I don't think we turned that around in one term, but we didn't get where we are today in one term either. So it takes time to get back to where we were. I think there's a clear path of seats that we can take back in the Assembly and the Senate and start to at least stop the bleeding and get us back in the right direction. And then, within a cycle or two, I could see us back in a good position.
Again, Annie Black joining us, running for chairmanship of the Nevada Republican Party. Less than 24 hours removed from the vote, how do you feel? You feel confident? You feel you can win?
Absolutely. I feel confident. I feel like people are ready for something new. They're ready for someone young to come and energize the party. I've been really pleased with the amount of support we've got, and I'm excited to get started because I know September 8th, we're going to have to jump right in and work on getting good Republicans elected.
Annie, best of luck. We will talk with you again, I'm sure. And again, safe travels from Tonopah up to Winnemucca. You still got a ways to go, don't you?
Yeah, we stopped halfway just to talk to you, Kevin.
I love that. Thank you, dear. I appreciate it. Good luck.
Have a good one.
All righty. Annie Black joining us from the road. From Tonopah and headed to Winnemucca for the election tomorrow. Just so you know, we have reached out to Michael McDonald. Hopefully he'll be able to join us in the next hour, and we'll find out how he feels going into this election. Again, this has been a tough, really difficult election because a lot of people like Michael McDonald. Chuck Booth, who did, a book-length manuscript on why he could not support Michael McDonald for re-election. And even he says, he's been my friend, my comrade, he's been great, but I can't support him. More to come as we continue. Stick around. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Join Nevada Policy and the founder of Prager University, Dennis Prager, in Las Vegas on September 17th. I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy. Dennis Prager is a best-selling author, radio host, and founder of Prager University, and he'll be the keynote speaker for Nevada Policy's anniversary dinner, The Spirit of Las Vegas, on September 17th at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas. PragerU is an online university that promotes the concepts of free markets, individual rights, and American values. With over 1 billion views on YouTube every year, PragerU teaches viewers how free markets, capitalism, and America has enriched everyone's life. So don't miss this evening with Dennis Prager as Nevada Policy celebrates 28 years of working to keep Nevada free and prosperous. Visit nevadapolicy.org/event now to reserve your seat. We'll see you on September 17th for Nevada Policy's anniversary dinner. That's nevadapolicy.org/event.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design, design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. You know, we're still talking about that stupid, that bizarre 7-hour waste of time, excuse me, 7-hour town halls on climate change, excuse me. And it's incredible. In fact, let's go to cut two. This is a guy by the name of Justin Haskins. I've never come across him, but he worked for the Heartland Institute out of Chicago, which is something that I've followed for a number of years. They're a very, very smart think tank, like NPRI. And he was on with Tucker Carlson. And this was his reaction. This is cut number two, by the way. Justin Haskins from the Heartland Institute, his reaction to seven hours of CNN climate change town hall.
This is all about authoritarianism. The stated theme might have been climate change, but the actual theme was authoritarianism. That's what this was all about. Force, control, and manipulation. If you really cared about the environment, I mean, you really cared about it, the last thing that you would want to
do
is to have the last thing you would want to do is control the entire or have the entire country run on solar and wind. Because if you had the entire country running on solar and wind, you would need a landmass the size of the state of California. How many millions of acres of land, how many millions of trees, how many millions of animals would we have to kill in order to make that reality happen? So in order to save the planet, we're supposed to destroy the planet. That's the message that we're getting now. This is not about climate change. It's not about environmentalism. It's never been about that. It's about force, control, and manipulation.
I don't get the sense that any of these people ever go outside. Like, when was the last time they went camping? Do they know anything? I'm serious. Do they know anything about the environment? Are they interested at all? Do they ever spend time there? Really?
No, if you look at Bernie Sanders, it doesn't seem like he does, probably. But the truth is, they don't care about that, Tucker. They don't care about it. All they care about is increasing their own power, expanding the power of the ruling class. That's what this has been about for 50 years. They've been making climate change predictions for 50 years. They've talked about the global population crisis, global cooling, how we're going to be running out of food. None of these things have happened. But they keep making the predictions because they believe that if they make them enough, people will listen to them and give them enough power over our lives so that they can control virtually every aspect of society. That's the point of this.
Smart guy. And he makes a good point. Justin Haskins from the Heartland Institute with Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel. I'll just tell you that what Justin said, I think, makes a lot of sense. And this is about controlling our lives. You know, they if they can't do it legislatively, they'll do it in other ways. They'll let the World Trade Organization or these global warming groups, they'll end up doing it. They want us to be a vegan nation. They want to ground all our airplanes. They want to get our cows to stop farting. That's what this is about. It's about control. And a lot of us who don't follow this on a regular basis, a lot of folks don't know what's going on. This is about controlling your life. Letting the elites in our society essentially control us. And that's I got to tell you, that is sad. That makes no sense at all. One of the things that I know we're going to be talking about with this global warming stuff is this desire to get us to conform to what they want. And I'm just telling you, we got to fight it. This whole notion that we can go along to get along, why can't we all just get along? Why can't we compromise? What we're talking about here is you giving away your freedom and sacrificing your personal freedom in the interest of global warming. Which, by the way, even the scientists agree, 85% of the problems of global warming come from other countries, not from the U.S. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. Have you heard about them? For those of you who want to ride again, but you have some physical limitations, the electric bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Coming up, we're going to check in Northern Nevada. I think he's in Dayton today. I could be wrong, but I think he's... By the way, you see where Dayton dropped its football program? For this season, their numbers were down so low that they had to cancel the rest of the season. That's so sad. For the kids is who it's sad for. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. It is Friday. It is Live and Local Now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal, illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of